What episode is it?
Yeah, that's comedy. I don't know. What do you reckon?
Let's call it episode 0.
52?
Episode 52. 0.1.
Double O point one. 52.001. Yeah, festive
British
special.
Running podcast.
Welcome to the British Ultra Running Podcast with your co-hosts Dan Lawson and James Elson. This podcast undoubtedly contains some bad language, so please make sure you put earmuffs on any young children. Also, don't expect too much. It's essentially a phone call between Dan and myself. For some reason, people enjoyed listening to that. Almost no thought or preparation goes into the program. So please just move along if you think it's really bad. We totally understand.
And we're back after a hiatus. Is that what you call it?
Why are we back?
It's been a while.
Yeah,
we've had trouble, haven't we, with the we've had trouble with the Brexit supply chains and the COVID. People have been pinged left, right, and centre. No, I'm Shoreham Airport. There's a Chinook helicopter, yeah, flying above, yeah. Yeah, so we've had trouble, haven't we? Staffing issues, microphone, deliveries. We've been waiting for months, haven't we? Yeah, so apologies, yeah. But we are back.
Why are we doing this again? Why are we doing this again? Because everyone wants to hear you.
No, I did meet some lovely, lots of lovely people at the London Marathon Expo. Where else have I been? The Cumbria Way Ultra, at the Test Way Ultra. And, lots of people very complimentary about our little telephone chats. So,
Isn't it funny how, like, we haven't recorded for 5 months and someone comes up and goes, oh, I really love the podcast. And you're like, okay, like, how, you know, are you listening to which what? Like, 3 years ago? Someone asked me if they could be a guest on the show, and I was like, there isn't a show. But now it seems like I've just lied to them because it's back.
It's back. We're back. Yes. Yeah, it's like repeats. I watch Dad's Army still. It's the same thing, isn't it? Yeah. But we are back.
We have to catch up on like 5 months of stuff now, right?
5 months of our racing and 5 months of British ultra running. Yeah, I fear we might skim over a few little bits. Yeah. This is the big question. Are you travelling to Barcelona to toe the start line? You are. Yes.
I'm gonna fucking go for it.
Okay. So when's that? You know, quite soon, huh?
Yeah, it's in 2 weeks. I was sat in the cinema with my date, Steve Ashworth, on Saturday at the Kendal Mountain Festival, and we were watching Nimsdahl's 14...
Big Baby Boss 2.
Big Baby Boss 6. Nimsdahl's film, 14 Peaks, which comes out on Netflix on Monday. I can't recommend it highly enough. It's like a Hollywood epic for actual climbing. It's amazing. Anyway, there's one bit in that where he shows up at K2 base camp and all the other climbers are absolutely knackered and have had enough. And he goes, no, guys, come on, we can do this. And they're like, no, you haven't been up there. And he goes, listen, when you think you're fucked, you're only ever 45% fucked. And I was like, that is so true. And this is the mantra I need to have in the 24 hour. When I think I'm fucked, I'm actually only exactly 45% fucked. So... It seems easy.
Yeah, definitely, man. Unless you have that thought in the first hour, then you've only got another hour and 10 minutes in you, haven't you? Yeah. As long as you have that thought after 12 hours or 13 hours, you're all right. Yes. So what's the What's the party going to Barcelona? You got crew going with you?
So, yeah, I have my trusted associate, Mountain Drew, coming out to crew. The
He's
only
going.
Thing is that because Excellent. Of COVID, they're only letting you have one crew.
Supply
person.
Issues.
Yeah, there's one. You're allowed one crew, and I think they're limited to where they can go. And so, I think we're allowed one crew. That seems to be the rule. I don't know. The only other Brit I know that's going is Rob House of Pain. So that's good because he's really
Hot. Rob's going.
So, yeah, that's a good person to
just
have
stick
there.
Stick behind him. Yeah. So what's your what are the targets? What's your what's your plan A, plan B, and plan C? Plan A.
I was speaking to my coach Alexander Sorokin, and he said to run 3:10. All I've got to do. My plan is I've got a 6-hour race tomorrow on a Thursday, right? My plan is
I still can't get my head around those races.
Yeah.
6-hour races on a Thursday between what, like 11:30 and like what? I just cannot get my like who is there? What like who are like you, a couple of crackheads, and like.
Oh no! Sorry.
Oh, he can edit this bit out, can't he?
No. The doorbell's ringing. I've got that Ring doorbell. I'm not actually at home, so it's no good use to me that the doorbell's gone. Yeah. So this is a.
Oh my God! You've got one of those zhuzhy doorbells. One of those. I worry about them. I just think they're another way for the state to spy on you. But yeah.
Amazon, mate.
Yes.
Amazon.
Carry on. Amazon. Yeah. Jeff Bezos.
Big Bear
yes,
events.
Go on.
My man, Paul, who's going to direct a few of my events next year, it's one of his races up in Daventry. So I'm going there for a 9:00 kickoff. I'm going to stay out for 6 hours and just make sure everything's dialed in. You know how they say in the pros. And then,
dialed in. Shake out.
Shake it out.
Shake out. So, come on, let's have a real. A realistic, plan A target. What are you aiming for? Re-qualification? Are you going to don that GB vest again?
No, I don't think that's realistic. I really don't. I know that.
So what's success? What's success for you in Barcelona then?
I've probably started 5 track 24s in the last 7 years. And finished.
You haven't finished one.
No, I finished all of them. Just I finished them early. So
it's better that way, isn't it? Yeah, knocking off early, get it all done quick. Yeah,
I've got to finish before Nando shut. So yeah, number one goal is remain on track. Number two, I would say I would like to obviously run 243 kilometers, bettering my PB. And number three would be. And I'd really just stay out there, just learn a little bit. And I haven't raced. I mean, I did obviously go to Tour de Gion, but that was a disaster for reasons out of my control. I haven't raced since the Arc 2020. So, you know, I just
is that the one we ran together? Yeah, is that the one we ran together?
No, that was the 100.
No, it was a different one.
No. Yeah, we did.
Oh, you did that. Yeah. You did the 100. Yeah. It's weird because like the last, I think, episode we did of this podcast, I think I asked you the question, like, what's going on this year? How many races? And you read off a list. There's another copter going up above us, like Vietnam. you read off a list of like 20 different races you were doing. UTMB. Ridgeway,
Tour de Gion.
You did know. I remember because you were. I was like, wow.
I had entries. 4 events, all deferred from 2020. But obviously, I wasn't going to try and do all of them. Some of them were on the same.
Didn't
weekend.
Do any.
No, I did. Yeah. I did Tour de Gion. That's enough race for anyone. Believe me.
Yeah.
And then I did.
But you did the training.
Yeah, I did a Maverick.
And then a Thursday.
I did a Paddy Buckley.
A 6-hour.
Race,
Yeah, I suppose it was a good effort, a long day out, yeah, and a few 6 hours. But you trained for them all, didn't you? That's why you're in peak condition. You trained for UTMB, you just didn't race it. You trained for Tour de G. Yeah, so you must be in good shape. There's another helicopter going above me. There's something going on, man. Yeah.
Follow them. Just follow the path of them.
Just run. Yeah, they're going. I won't be able to get far because I'm like a kilometre from the sea and they're going that way. So I might have to turn into a triathlon. Yeah.
Jog anyway, after enough about me. What you ran? You just ran the test way 40 and absolutely dominated. And then you've got an 83 miler coming up, haven't you?
I have, yeah, on the Norfolk coastal path, yeah, which that'd I'm kind beautiful. Of looking forward to.
Mm.
No, I don't think it will be beautiful because it's like it's kind of at night time, isn't it? Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, but I do have that. I do have, you know, when you're like tucked up in bed and feeling cozy, and then you look out the window and it's really dark outside and really cold, and I just have those thoughts that I'm going to have to be running outside.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
Mr. Elson has gone. Oh, you there? Are you there?
No, I'm just listening you'd gone. To this monologue. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I used to have that at UTMB, like when I was in that, out, like before I ran UTMB, like I used to look up into the mountains at night time, like the dark mountains. It used to make me a little bit scared of running up there. Yeah. So I'm kind of looking forward to it, but it is going to be dark and it's got really cold, doesn't it? All of a sudden.
Yeah. It has just turned, hasn't it? But the thing is that when you spend all night out there running in the dark and the cold, it makes your warm bed that much warmer and better when you get back to it after, right?
Yeah, I suppose so. That's a nice way to look at it. I'm looking forward to... It's quite well populated by seals, the Norfolk coast, yeah? Well, I love a seal, so I'm looking forward to that. Maybe I'll... my head torch will shine on a couple of them, but I didn't race for a long, long time, and then I raced the Test Way and then the Cumbria Way Ultra. What a beautiful footpath that was, yeah, really enjoyable. So yeah, it's all good, man.
So this year you've done those two races. And then what else? You've not done anything else in 2021?
No, I ran the Thames Path as well, didn't I?
Oh,
yeah.
Of course, yeah.
And then had a very half-hearted attempt at running beating that Three Peaks record. Basically,
yeah, but you went the wrong way, didn't you?
Ben Nevis. Well, I went the wrong way for me, I think, yeah. I went off road a little bit too much. Yeah. I just need to stick to busy A roads. It seems to be where I'm better. But I'll go back and do that again. And I've been like looking at a map and finding a roadier route. Yeah. So that's exciting. I'll go back and do that in June. Yeah.
June.
And so.
Wow.
In June, I think. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So you've after got this 83 miler. What's that called?
The Sunrise Ultra. Sunrise. Diddy. Yeah. And then it's Christmas, isn't it? Then it's off season. No.
Yeah.
No fun. One races. Have you got your entry in for the country to capital?
No.
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 Why not?
No thanks. I have got I've got an entry for the Arc. The Arc. I've got another.
The 100 or the 50?
The 100.
Oi, oi. So, nice,
I'll
man.
See how Barcelona goes. But I'm up for both, mate. I'm up for both. And then I've got nothing until, like you, June. I'm going to have a go at the Ramsey round, which is the Scottish one. And then I've done all three of the rounds. And that'll be just before my 40th birthday. So I'm going to retire at that point. No, I'm just joking.
So do you think it's possible? You know, John Kelly cycled between. He did the rounds and cycled between them. There,
the grand.
Do you reckon? Do you reckon it's the grand round. Do you reckon it's possible to do them and run between them?
Yeah, of course it is. It just depends how long you want it to take you. You know, if you have a year, of course, no worries. I mean, if you want to try and do
it. Yeah, but you've got to constantly run, haven't you? Yeah. So you'd have to do the Ramsey. The Ramsey round's got to be done in under 24 hours, yeah?
You've got to run hundreds of miles of road between them, right?
Yeah, I know. Well, so you just do a mile a day in between them and then kind of recover.
Like when he did the Jordan Trail and that other guy had done it first and he stopped his watch every 200 metres and said it was an elapsed time record. Like, if you say it's going to take you 2 months, then yeah, you could do that for sure.
No, so do you reckon? I don't know whether it's possible. I'd really fancy see how the Three Peaks goes, but I'd fancy trying to run in between them. Yeah.
Oh, there's a little seed plant here. I can see it. Yeah.
But you'd have to get good at the rounds first, wouldn't you? But you could start with a Ramsey and then finish with a Paddy Butler, because the Paddy Butler doesn't matter if you're. If you do it over 24 hours, does it? Yeah, so you could take your time, as long as you got
that's
that.
That's true, although I found out, because I was looking recently, to be a member of the Big Three club, like Martin Stone, he's got the Big Three rounds. You've got to do them under 24. And I looked, and there's like 70 people on that list. So I want to get it done before 29 people do it, so I'm one of the first 100. It's
the first 100.
But you know.
So you did what?
That'll mean something.
What are your times? What was your Paddy Buckley? 22 hours or 23 hours?
22:40 or something. Bob Graham is like.
And what's your Bob Graham?
22:10 or something.
And which is the hardest one? Is the Ramsey harder than the Paddy?
Now, I think they're supposed to be pretty equivalent. The Paddy Buckley is definitely harder than Bob Graham, definitely. But the Ramsey, I think the Ramsey, you're way more remote, right? There's only one or two crew points, and you've got to get crew hiking in to them, and it's a massive, like, solo mountain day rather than the other two where you've got.
So, when's the Ramsey? In June? Is that what you said?
End of next June, yeah.
So can we do it so we go up Ben Nevis together? Would that work, or would that be really complicated?
No, that would work. That would be so incredible.
Or where's Ben Nevis on the Ramsey Round? Is it the start or the finish of it, or is it in the middle?
Can be either. It's either the very first or the very last peak. So that definitely works. Imagine that. That would be so.
Oh, it'd be brilliant. I could go from Snowdon and we could finish together. That'd be beautiful, wouldn't it?
Yeah, because you'll be going too slow, wonderful. Then, mate. Too slow.
Nah, I'll race you up there.
Right, what else?
So maybe that'd be great.
What else are you doing?
I'm doing a road marathon. I'm doing the Manchester Marathon, but. I did speak to my coach and best-selling author, Robbie Britton, but also I have had a place accepted at a Vipassana, you know, a Vipassana, 10-day silent meditation sitting course, basically, right in the middle of the kind of marathon training that I should be doing. So that might, I don't know how that'll work out, but probably that Vipassana will be, I don't know, my hardest challenge of the year, because you have to sit still for 10 days basically and not talk.
You cannot sit still. No, you can't do that. You can't do that. Sorry.
No, but you can't sit still.
You can't sit still.
Yeah, I know, but that's where the challenge comes in, isn't it? Because I've done lots of challenges that are about movement and about pushing your body, like moving and like physically like that. So it seems good to do a challenge where, yeah, like, oh, it's not about movement, but it's about not moving, sort of thing. But I think it'll be really, yeah, I think
you,
I'll hurt.
Especially for you, that would be incredibly difficult.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you do that at home in the van, or like go to a retreat?
No,
something?
you go to a tree, yeah. No, a retreat, yeah. And yeah, I've even bought myself a leisure suit, like a prison suit, like a brown secondhand, not brown, grey jumper and jogging trousers to do my Vipassana in, yeah. So,
you went and bought
They said you're not allowed... Off eBay, for £3, yeah.
Why didn't
Brilliant.
You just use a tracksuit that you already have?
A leisure suit, because I haven't got a tracksuit. Yeah, it's the first pair of trousers I've owned in a couple of years, yeah.
That's not true. I've seen you in a pair of red leggings, the GB leggings, and those waterproof tracksuit bottoms they gave us.
That was a while ago. Yeah, but leggings aren't trousers, are they? Like, you can away. You can wear a pair of leisure suit jogging pants
what
to go down to Tesco's. It's a leisure suit. But you can wear it in Tesco's, can't you? You can browse the aisles of Tesco's and in a pair of leisure suit joggers, but not in a pair of red GB running tights. That's just obscene.
Pulled all the way up so the waistband is around your chest.
Yeah, like Richard Brown. I did meet Richard the other day, actually. He came down to Brighton. It was really nice to see him. And he's always trying to... He just came down for a little holiday, yeah. And he had a nice walk along the seafront, like he does. And yeah, he was trying to convince me to do a 48-hour race. It's like he's embarrassed to have that British 48-hour record.
Say,
and he's always...
other day to myself that his 48 hour record is still low hanging fruit, right? Like, if there's any record that someone, I mean, I realize it's not easy, but for someone like you to rock up and nick that one is, you know, it would seem to be a good one.
Could you go on in Barcelona?
Yeah, double it.
Crack on another 48. Yeah, because once you've done that 24, you're only 45% fucked, aren't you, apparently?
Exactly, so, right. So there's another
yeah.
in there, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I miss Richard being there at those events, like, you know, walking around the track anti-clockwise, like, you know, come on, James, come on, Dan, very good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's brilliant, yeah.
The motivation.
Yeah. So maybe a 48-hour. And how's Centurion looking? Did you get the call from... I was thinking about this morning. Did you get the call from UTMB to buy out your South Downs Way? Is that something that happens? Did they call you?
They did, yeah. I'm
really?
Not going to lie,
how
they
much?
Rang up.
For which way? One? What, for well, the whole... The whole of Centurion, or for just one of your races?
They just got in touch and said, like, you know, this is what we're doing. Can we have a conversation? I was like, yeah, but, you know, it's not really for sale, is it? Although, obviously...
It depends how much do they put
exactly,
on the table?
If they offer
Did
me
you
a
ask?
Pounds, I probably... No, I didn't got that far. It's just not...
Did you not get to talk about money?
No, I never got that far. This is so...
Because you're surely, like... Surely, like, these little ultras are like, you're like little startup tech firms or something. You can start up a little ultra and then UTMB come out and buy you for €2 billion or something. Yeah, it could.
Yeah, but then you don't have your race anymore, which is the whole point in the first place. Like, you know, I don't want to sell my race to UTMB, do I? I love my race.
Yeah, but think about the cage you could build your chickens with
Mate,
€2 billion.
I'm 39.
Yeah.
They're not going to retire. And also, they're not going to pay you enough money for a race or a series. It's going to be like, see you later, lads. Yeah, I'm just off to live in my yacht in the Caribbean. Like, it's just not what it's about, is it? We didn't start it for that.
That's beautiful, so. Man. You're there.
No, I'm not saying, at some point, I'm knackered from organising races, but... And that's why we're doing it a little bit different next year, you know, having other people direct some of the events. But we're not at the end of the journey.
Are you? How many people?
Yeah.
How many different directors? I didn't get the call.
Yeah, I offered it out to everyone apart from you.
Could have offered me at least a Chiltern Wonderland or something.
Imagine that. Hi, everyone. You got your kit? No? All right, don't worry about it. See you later. We've got Drew, Nikki and Paul taking some each. I think so. Between them, they'll have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them. I'll keep doing the hundreds and they'll essentially do the others. I'm going to do Southlands Way 50 as well, though, because that is
a beast.
And also, it's the start of the season and we're all a bit rusty coming into that one. And it's big field. So I'll still direct the Southlands Way 50 and all the other hundreds, but then I'll still be at all the other races. It's just that the control on the day is going to be managed by one of the others who are more than capable at this point.
Do you think you'll lose a little bit of your professionalism? Do you think you'll become that annoying kid at the back of the class, just putting them off their RD? Or their race briefings and stuff like that. Or do you think you can race them all now, can't you?
No, I can't. Because me and Steve Ashworth will go to covering the races. You know, like we did at the Track 100.
Mm.
The whole point is I'll be there helping them if anything large goes wrong. I'll be there for them. But obviously, I want to help cover the events. Like we want to increase the coverage. So.
Yes.
That's what I'm intending to put energy into. Yeah. But dude,
and what happens to
10, 11 events a year? It's just so hard. Like, it's so draining. I was so ill after Wendover. Just you get to the end of the season and you're just wiped out. This is just a better balance anyway.
And your next race is the track. Is that the first one next year?
Okay,
who's in the Track 100? Have you got any of the worldwide elites coming again?
I asked Alexander. He's got a 12-hour in Israel in January. But I think he'll come.
Really? Come again?
We've got Therese Falk. Therese just ran 260.
Oh, she's decent. Yeah.
Unbelievable. So she's now European 24-hour record holder. She's in. That's great. We've got more women.
Camille? You getting Camille?
No word from Camille.
No word. Yeah.
No word.
Yeah.
I'll reach out. We just got our gold label from the IAU, and I think it'll be the first gold label event in the UK ever. So I'm hoping that is reason enough for one or two of the other screaming fast guys. I really want Norbert in. I think Norbert could do something special.
And Taggart Van Helden.
Armin Van Helden.
Is he coming? Yeah, Armin Van Taggart. Is he coming?
You need to act as an agent here. You need to reach out to these people. All right? Can you just call him and say, look, come over?
Who? Armin Van Helden? Because he can do the DJing as well, can't he? When he
imagine that. Yeah, imagine he screams out a sub 11 hour 100 and then just jumps on the decks.
And then jumps on, yeah. Will there be more entertainment this year? You were like confined by very strict COVID rules, weren't you?
Entertainment,
like DJs, music, on course betting and stuff like that. Can that all happen?
On course betting.
Oh,
that's
man, it's
one.
Prime for it.
You should do that.
You should, like at the Greyhound track, yeah. And you could bet on so much. It'd just make it so much. Imagine, yeah. In course, like who's going to win the next...
I'll do the bookmaking. We've had to move it to Bedford because Ashford are digging their track up. But we've been to Bedford and it's a really good little stadium down there. But we need you. Obviously, you and I need to do the coverage again. Steve's going to come down and do the video and the highlights.
I'd love to be there. I had a good time. I really enjoyed it. Yeah, it was one of the best days of the year last year.
You were just Periscope living the whole time, weren't you?
Yeah, TikTok dancing with Bryn Jones. And,
are you on TikTok?
Yeah, it was... Yeah, but under a different alias. Yeah, No, I'm not on TikTok. No. I don't get it. TikTok. Yeah. I'd love to be there again.
It'll be great, mate. West, I'm looking forward to that one. And then.
We are actually. Did you see the event that we're doing next week? Did you cop your eyes on, like? We did a Darning Socks with Damo event, yeah? Did you watch that?
Yeah.
At Rerun.
Yeah, okay.
And
yeah, nice.
on Monday, I'm cleaning with a K, cleaning with Killian. I'm cleaning trainers with the king of trail running, yeah. With Journe himself.
Online?
Yeah. Online. On live Instagram. Oh, you're not even at home, mate.
Like, DPD, mate. DPD.
Just leave it.
Hello, mate.
What?
Yeah, just leave it. Just leave it by the bins.
But what a call.
wait, you're doing an online shoe cleaning session with Killian Journe.
Was that worth the money of that Zhuzhi doorbell, yeah? You could just written it on a note.
What?
You could just written
words?
It on the back of an envelope.
So what? Stupid word is zhuzhi.
Leave
How
it.
Do you even spell that?
Leave it. You don't, you see. It's the spoken word.
What language is zhuzhi, please?
Zhuzhi. Zhuzhi. Yeah, I don't know. It's worldwide. It covers everything.
Okay, yeah. So hang on. Killian cleaning online. What is it, like a Zoom call? Can you show him how to clean trainers?
No, an Instagram live, yeah. Everyone can join with their own trainers to clean as well. Yeah.
Who else is
so
on it?
So that's exciting.
Who?
Me, Killian, and Charlotte, yeah. And then whoever wishes to join.
You know, he's actually famous now. You could get some proper global coverage going there for Rerun, right?
Yeah, it's exciting, isn't it? Yeah. So, yeah, darning with Damo, cleaning with Killian. So we could do something with you, but it's got to begin with
zhuzhing.
A J. Yeah?
Zhuzhing with J.
No. It doesn't begin with a J. It begins with a Z.
Yeah. Is J
what we do?
In French. Look, I'm up for it, mate. You tell
jumping.
Me what you want me to do. Could do
jumping with James. Jamming. Jamming with James, that would be it, wouldn't it? Yeah. We could sing some environmental appropriate songs, like protest songs, on the jazz flute and the piano.
I've got we opened our shop up last week and we've got another open day next week. I've got the Rerun rail all set up with a load of stuff on it. I need a sign. I need a Rerun sign.
Oh, you need a sign.
Can you just write something on cardboard and post it to me that I can attach to the rail?
I can do that. Yeah. Yeah.
Make it
Ruby
authentic.
On it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, we can do that. What's on the Rerun rail?
It's just a bunch of art, like waterproofs that we used to rent out. We can just sell like one-off like race vests and stuff, demos and samples and all that shit. So
the shop is open. Is it open? Appointment needed, or you can just waltz
open.
In?
It's open. I'm sitting at your table and chairs. Your not yours, Charlotte's table and chairs. We're sitting there right now, looking at my Christmas tree.
Have you got the Christmas tree up already?
Yeah, mate.
You've gone early, haven't you? Yeah. Wow.
I was playing Christmas Eve last night at dinner, getting shouted at by the rest of my family, but I don't care. I love Christmas, so I'll start it when I want to start it.
So what are you expecting footfall-wise? How many people a day will be
the last one
perusing?
We had We had about 15 paying customers, and then a bunch of people who just wanted to drink coffee, free coffee.
Is it free coffee?
Yeah, but we've got a coffee machine. I've put a coffee machine in. We splashed a
barista. Barista quality. Things.
Yeah, Jan is here making proper coffee, and I got a projector. So all I'm doing is showing videos of you on our drop down screen. I'll send you a picture. It's epic.
Yeah, it sounds great, man. Yeah. So yeah, free coffee. That's wonderful, isn't it? Yeah, you'll get the whole of St Albans in. Yeah.
We had two lads come in with dogs, going, "Oh, we were just walking past." I was like, "Great stuff! Look at this passing customers."
It's what did they did they buy one of those?
Did, no, they didn't. They just
did they buy an there. Ultimate Direction dog pack?
Dog,
yes. Could have been a, yeah.
They bought one
you
of
sell,
the
you do
gin,
sell them.
Gin Running Stitches dog coats. Are you in that like shed / greenhouse at Rerun in the IKEA? Is IKEA built yet?
No, IKEA's pulled out. They've pulled out, mate.
No.
Yeah, it's big news. Yeah, so they're still building it. They're ploughing ahead, but it's going to have to be something else instead of IKEA, yeah. Actually, it's got a lot less noisy because they've built the houses near us and people are starting to move in, which is incredible. But yeah, we're still in our little barn, yeah. And,
but why
yeah,
don't you, hang it, on, it, why don't you move into the space that IKEA were going to use?
It's not quite up and running yet, and it'll be even colder. It's that much bigger, isn't it? It'll be even colder. Yeah, like
it's
our
so
barn changes.
It changes
from a greenhouse to a cave. Yeah, as soon as the temperature goes.
I don't want to put the heating on in here, but I think when customers are coming, I'm going to have to get some heaters because I mean, I've got a thermal. Two t-shirts, a hoodie, a down jacket, and a woolly hat on, and I'm fucking freezing.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I've got the same uniform on. Yeah. Why can't you use those? You know those temperature devices that you use at the start of the races. Maybe could you? Well, you could shoot them at people because they've got a little heat thing on them, haven't they? That might warm people up as they peruse.
What a brilliant idea.
I don't know.
Maybe
you'll sell more down jackets in your freezing cold.
Given that we haven't recorded for 5 months, what's your top three running moments of 2021 in the hiatus?
The top three running moments? Oh, you've put me on the spot. It has to be Alex's.
Not you.
Did we talk
other
about
people.
That?
Other people, not you.
Yeah. Alex's three, what is it? 312. 312 kilometres.
Can you believe
that? And it's still... No, I can't believe it, and I still can't believe it because it happened when I was out of... I was at a festival and, like, out of coverage. Like, I couldn't... So I wasn't following it, and I kind of, like, it happened. It's like it never happened because it's so ridiculous, yeah. It would be Alex's... It would be that 300, and it would be his 100... his 100-mile one as well at your track event. And then number three, I don't know, you tell me your two first and I need to think about number three whilst I'm not listening to your two.
Number one is Alex. Number two is the Ukrainian guy that ran 295k. What is that? And number three is Therese's 261. What is going on in 24? Mm-hmm. It's like... Everyone just ignored like history and threw like the rule book out the window and just went, no, we can be more consistent than that. We can run. Like no one's getting anywhere near them, like 8% short of them. And then all of a sudden, I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. I never thought that record would get broken. I honestly didn't.
Yeah, I know, I mean, but I know that's what happens, point, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's just
now it's achievable. Place. Yeah, completely. Yeah. It's achievable. And because that's achievable, 310 or whatever, then all of a sudden 280 is like not easy, but like so much more like it's attainable, isn't it? You know, like
I know,
it's yeah, it's amazing. And still, I don't know, it It don't wind me up, but still, like, Alex should be, he's one of the greatest athletes in the world at this present moment in time, but I still don't think he gets what he deserves, you know. I don't know, maybe he does, maybe in his home country he's getting what he deserves and the accolades and maybe a bit of money to go with it, but yeah,
I doubt it.
Phenomenal.
The problem is he's too nice. Like, he doesn't have this like really big personality where, you know, he's shouting about himself on social media and got an agent and all this stuff. He just loves running, but he loves the process, right? He's just able to apply himself and train like. I'd like to just see him not have to go back to work at the casino.
Is he back at work or not?
I don't know. I haven't asked him. I don't know.
Yeah.
But imagine if he is, like, that is a shame, because as a full-time athlete, when he was on furlough, he was able to get himself to a place where he's broken numerous world records. Yes. And
but what is he? Where do you go? If that's you and you've broken those records, what do you do next? What do you do next year? Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. What's left for him to do?
Well, there's no point stepping up to 48 in the 6 day yet, right? He's got a bit of time before he needs to do that.
He could come Giannis and set a good time.
Giannis just kept cranking, didn't he? He just kept going and going and going and trying and trying and trying. And that, I don't know if that's wise. I mean, he's won Spartathlon. You know, maybe he goes and tries to lower that course record now.
Country to capital, sub 4:30.
I reckon he'd manage that. Country to capital. That's just so funny.
Long neck.
I don't know. I mean, it's a wide world out there. If I were him, I'd try and travel. I know he could probably get invited anywhere now, right? So I'd pick somewhere I wanted to go and train really well for a really well-organised timed event and try and go and see somewhere new, run new courses. He doesn't seem that bothered about the trail. Like, he just doesn't. It's not really his bag. So I guess that restricts greatly the things that he can go on to.
Maybe he'll go. He needs to go to America, doesn't he? Yeah, go and run that tunnel. Is it Tunnel Hill or
Like an out and back railway line. Like, I mean, I get it, it's fast. Why is that any less?
Yeah, I know, but it's
track. But what's the point?
I mean, in terms of his like getting noticed,
kudos,
and getting he deserves.
Yeah,
yeah. yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I guess if he goes out there, he's got a small window to make a go of it as a professional athlete here. He's got quite a small window because he's not a kid, is he? Whereas these new kids, like in the States, like Taggart, I bet Taggart's probably in his mid-20s or something, isn't he? Or maybe I don't know. Actually, I could be completely making that up, but maybe
he is. Yeah, I listened. I listened to an interview with him. Yeah, yeah. Let's get him there. You got to get Taggart. Taggart. What's his name? Taggart.
Yeah,
Bitter and Zorakin.
He was signed up in 2020, before we had to cancel for COVID. So I should reach out to him. But I bet his calendar is scheduled. I bet I missed the boat on that.
Get him on the track, mate. Taggart, Bitter, Zorakin and Andy Jordan. Get him out there. Toe to toe.
What about the Ukrainian guy? You know that Ukrainian that ran 2:95 is at Barcelona, so I'm going to try and tap him up there. What about the
is he? He's
Camille
there as well.
Camille Therese. Who else?
Yeah,
is
yeah.
There? Patricia Berezhnovska. Who else?
You're questioning my knowledge of 100-mile running women. Get our girls there. Get Beth Pascal out there. Some of our quick ones.
She's too
ones,
good on trail. Beth doesn't need to run on the track. She's too good on the trail.
Yeah, she's not keen on it, is she?
We've got
yeah.
some really strong British runners, though. I mean, there's a good group of British men and women signed up. I think we're at 13 or 14 entrants, so it's a good number given the standards.
What's your capacity?
20, I think 25 for like 18 starters is probably as many as I'd want. Maybe 20 starters is as many as I'd want. But also, interestingly, this year we've got a wheelchair athlete, Claudia, who did like 15 hours at the virtual 100 mile. We're trying to work it out so she can set a 100 mile wheelchair record on the track there. They have a wheelchair racing club at Bedford, so we're trying to rope them in to help us set things up for her. But that would be something completely different and new and exciting. So that could be cool. She's up, which is good.
It was a phenomenal performance.
Right, so do you need any out-of-date Morton for your night 83?
I think I've got enough out-of-date Morton, actually. Surprisingly, though, because everywhere I leave it at the moment, mice get into my... I've had to throw out so much race food because the mice keep on getting in there and eating it. They really like the Lucho Dolitos. They got in and ate some of David Heliard's caffeine bullets the other day.
You got mice running around on caffeine bullet. Jesus. At Rerun or in the van?
Both, yeah. I moved it from Rerun into our little van, and then only yesterday I saw it had been ravaged by mice again, yeah. They love it, didn't they? Yeah. Yeah. So they get through anything, can't they? They just nibble through.
Fat rat that we've got in the living in the chicken coop just eats the cables for to the power that's out there. They just chew the outside of electric cables and use it to make a nest or whatever. Yeah. I was like, come on, just eat the chicken food. You don't need to eat the cables as well.
Catch him, get him in a little
cage.
How
do you catch a rat? Like, what do you do? We've got one of those
bash a rat
boxes.
You need a bashing.
I tried smashing it with a broom. They're way too fast. There's no way you can catch it.
Catch it, put it down the drain pipe, and then as it comes out, that's when you get it, isn't it? With a
whack-a-mole.
With a bashing thing.
A bashing thing.
Yeah.
Right. Have we given the punters enough here? The customers have had enough here, right? That's a good
hour, yeah.
Now so what should we do next? Should we get a guest on, or should we just keep talking?
Maybe. Who do we get on?
Yeah. Who do you want to speak to?
Let's get a guest on. Yeah. Leave us a feedback in the notes at the bottom of the screen. Yeah.
Tell us who you'd like to speak to, and we almost certainly won't get hold of them.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the British Ultra Running Podcast. You can subscribe to the show via the platform you found this episode on. We don't actually know if you can, but we presume you can. And don't look for us on social media, because the only one we have an account on is Twitter, and we're not very good at using it. If you want to feedback to us, you could do so in person at an event. But as they say, if you haven't got anything nice to say, then don't say it at all. Thank you to all of our valued customers. Until the next time.